She had a living room and a parlor. Now, we don't do that today.
What do you call the rooms in the house you live in?
I call it the TV room and the living room and the kitchen. Yeah.
Is the TV room like a den?
Yeah, it's a family room.
Family room or TV room.
Yeah, I call it the TV room.
Okay. And then how about the rooms on the separate? Is that all on one floor?
No, I have upstairs.
Okay. And so now how do you distinguish the bedrooms in that house?
I say the upstairs bedrooms and the downstairs bedrooms.
Okay. Is there more than one bedroom upstairs?
Right.
Now how would you, if you were talking to someone outside, how would you describe one or the other?
Well, I'd say my bedroom upstairs or the nursery upstairs.
Oh, I see. So these, okay. And if a pipe had been frozen and then if the pipe froze, the water in the pipe might...
Burst. And it'd come out.
Okay. And on a wheel, the outer part of a wheel.
The rim.
And then outside that is the thing that the rubber.
Oh, the... You mean the tire?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the part that goes from one wheel to the other is the
axle.
Yeah. And when kids are on a seesaw and they're going up and down, you say they're
seesawing.
Right. And the thing that hangs down from a tree is called the
swing.
And then the thing you drive in, you drive to town up in a
car.
And if you were going to get someone said, a salesman came over and tried to sell you something, he said, I'm not going to buy it. He said, well, I'd like to leave this free with the
sample.
Yeah. Now, would you use that word if you were talking about a piece of cloth, if you were going into town to get a piece of...
Yes. Right.
That would be it.
Mm-hmm.
Called sample.
Mm-hmm.
And the a little girl has a dress on, you say, Maya, that's a...
pretty dress.
And then you might say to someone else that, but that dress over there is even
prettier.
And then another way of saying a dime is
10 cents.
And a cup made of, they used to make cups, a beggar might have a...
Oh, tin cup.
Yeah. And then a pillow that goes from one end of the bed to the other.
Bolster.
Yeah, and you say it doesn't go part way across, it goes
all the way.
And then if a woman likes to spend a lot of time in front of a mirror, say she spends an awful lot of time putting on makeup.
Oh,
and so
yeah. Primping.
Yeah. And then you'd say, she really likes to put on good clothes. You say she really likes
the dress.
Any other terms for that?
Dress up.
You might say all dressed up.
Yeah.
Or anything else, all...
gussied up.
Okay. Did you ever hear diked out or diked?
Yeah, diked out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then something you wear around your neck is a
necklace.
Yeah. Or something. If you're going to use beads, what would you put in front of the word beads? Would you say pair or string?
Rope beads or.
Would you say a string or a pair or a strand? Which of those three sounds?
String of beads. String of beads.
And land that is very productive. You say that's really
fertile.
Yeah. And then if they're going to get the water out of a marsh or something, you'd say they're
drying it.
And then if you cut something on a stick, cut a little, cut a little nut.
Notch it.
Yeah. But between two mountains, when you're talking about up in Cumberland.
Yeah. Gap.
Yeah, now what gaps are around here?
Well, we have Big Creek Gap at La Follette and Bruce's Gap right down here below Jacksboro.
On the way to Lake City?
Yeah, it's Bruce's Gap's on your right as you go down toward Lake City.
Before you get to the Holiday Inn? Or?
Oh, yes. It's on your right. It's, well, the interstate goes up that way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now, you never use notch, though, for between mountains. You always call that a gap.
Oh, right.
And where the waterfall drops off, you know, maybe about 20 feet.
Yeah, the waterfall.